Melissa, tell me, what happened yesterday with the snake?
She was around my neck along with a scarf, and I check her, like, at every stop. I feel for her to see if she's there, and right at Andrew, she was gone. So I thought that sometimes she'll climb into my bag, but she did not climb into my bag, and she was not stuck in the lining of my coat or anything like that. And I couldn't find her anywhere. There's a small chance that maybe she was left at Park Street and I was just feeling my scarf, but I'm fairly positive that I lost her. I think they're saying it's car 3 between Park Street and Andrew, because I was getting off at Andrew when I realized I didn't have her. And the people that were looking for her don't realize and don't believe me that she can get into really small, small spaces. And unfortunately, like, the only way to find her would be to dismantle the entire tee. And, of course, I'm not going to do that. But
so
tell
me, what is the snake's name, and what does it look like?
Her name's Penelope. She's a Demerals boa. So her back kind of looks a little like paisley. She's brown, darker brown and lighter brown with like a pinkish tone. And then obviously her belly's pretty white and her eyes are like cat's eyes. She has pupils that you can see open and close when you have her in light.
Is she dangerous?
Not at all, actually. She has never hissed at anyone, never bit anyone. I've had her since she was 5 days old. She's 3 now. And she's really docile. She's not even move fast.
So what is your message to those who are riding the tee today?
That if you see her, grab her, or let somebody know so that they can take her. She's really, really precious to me. And I would be really so grateful if somebody took her and she came back. I know that snakes are known to get lost and, you know, survive for weeks, months, and then pop out. So she could be stuck somewhere. She could have, my worry is that it's possible she crawled into somebody else's bag and they accidentally took her home. So I have made a lost pet report with the animal shelter. You know, I put the Craigslist thing up, and I think I've done everything I can do. They really wouldn't hold it any longer.
You sound pretty distraught at this point.
I am. Absolutely devastated.
Yeah, you love your snake, don't you?
I do. I very much do.
Well, listen, we're going to put the word out for you. Hopefully somebody will see, you know, if they see the snake and they hear this, that they'll go to Craigslist. That we know that you have your cell phone number up there. If not, they'll, notify authorities, and I'm sure they'll get the snake back to you. We wish you all the best and good luck.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.